This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another TCR podcast.
Episode 80.
Episode 80. Let's go. And like we say, it always feels weird just, you know, counting the numbers.
And saying it.
And saying it. Episode 80. We've been doing this for 80 weeks.
Technically. We haven't really missed. I think we missed once.
Yeah.
But shout out to anyone who has been here from episode one. Literally started off in one of our guest rooms.
Yeah.
Then we went to the sala. Then we came here with the backdrop. And now we're still here with the better setup.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, babe, what's up?
The lighting is great. Well, sometimes it's great. I've been trying to, you know, make it nice, play around. But I feel like we're like 90% there.
Yeah. I'm super happy with it. I've been happy with it. There's little things that I've been searching to buy, but I haven't found them yet. But it's nothing crazy, honestly.
Yeah, in episode 80, I like giving, you know, fun facts about 80.
The numbers.
The number 80. And today, a couple things stand out. Like the price of gas in 1980 was 86 cents.
Dang.
Compared to now, it's like $3, $3.50, something like that, you know, here in Florida. I know Cali and everywhere else is crazy. And the average price of rent was like $308, something like that too. But that's not the fun facts.
$308?
Yeah. That's not the fun facts that stand it out. What stand it out a lot was that Kim Kardashian was born in 1980.
For real?
I was like, damn, I thought she was younger. For
yeah,
some
right?
reason,
well,
yeah.
I mean, 1980 isn't that old, I don't
no,
think.
No, she's not, but I didn't think at she all. Was 10 years older than me. I'm like, dang, that's crazy.
That's your crush or what?
Nah. It just standed out. Like, out of all that.
Yeah, you thought you know, she was maybe like.
Yeah, 35.
Five to eight.
Yeah, not a whole 10 years older than me.
That's
so, yeah,
true.
That's what that's standed crazy. Out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, babe, I'm right here sipping on my salud.
Yo, before we came on right now, I looked at him and I was super upset. I was like, did you make yourself a salud? And you gave me, he literally gave me water.
Well, you said que you wanted to drink more water. Y no sé
qué, I did say that, but you know? You can't be drinking that in front of me and give me water.
Guess what flavor this is?
I already know the mandarina because I already know by the colors, y'all.
Fire.
So I was good just because of that. Now you are going to give away 2 mandarina packages to one of our followers. Para que se te quite.
I kind of like that because I want to share with you guys. I know some of you already tried it. Maybe more than half of you guys have tried it before, but let's get you guys with some, you know, a
salud.
Giveaway.
Yeah,
some salud giveaway.
Yeah, so let us know down below if you guys have tried it, which flavor you have tried, which one did you like, even which one you didn't like. That way people can see and kind of make a decision for themselves. And if you haven't tried it, también, we're going to pick somebody from the comments. So, yeah.
So, yeah, comment
so
down
below.
So, let
that be the last time that you make yourself one.
I got you.
I'm, like, super upset about
I got
that.
You, babe. I got you.
Actually,
next time. Next
you
time.
Might as well just trade me
Nah. But, yeah, comment down below which flavor you would like to try. If you've never had salud, and if you've had salud, comment down below which one you love, you know?
Yeah, and I was low-key a little bit, I felt like cruda today, even though I didn't drink yesterday. But that's why I told Mando, I'm like, I feel like I need to drink water today. Because you guys, it is like 10:30 at night before you guys hear this, so Tuesday.
Tired all day.
But yo, we've been on low battery mode all day today.
Yeah, no cap.
You guys want to know why? Well, if you guys watch our stories and you guys might know, but I know you guys are busy. Sometimes you can't keep up with everything that's going on in our lives. But tell me why yesterday in the middle of the day, literally it was like 11 o'clock at night. One of my friends hits me up. We were at the gym and she's like, basically invited me to a quinceañera. And I was like, is this, I literally texted her, is this for real? Because it was Monday, right? And she was like, yeah, los pajaritos de Tacupa are going to be there too. It's like an open invitation for everybody. And I was like, are you kidding me? She's like,
on
no.
On Monday, you guys.
This
on
is
a
like
Monday.
For real. So she was like, come on, come on. Let's go. She's a friend from Waimama, Florida.
Shout out to Waimama.
Shout out to DJ Fernie. Let's go. DJ Manny. Hey. Anyways, so she was like, yeah, you should come. It'll be good content. You know, like I know them. You know, anybody could come. It's like open invitation, which we've met people in the past from Michoacán, number one. But number two, a lot of our friends and people that we know are from a little town called Chumbitaro, Michoacán. And every time that they have any type of event,
they want everyone
they
there.
They want everyone there, which it brings me back to my rancho, like more so back in the days whenever there was a party, igual. It was the same way.
No hay pedo, no invitation.
No invitation required. But now that it's more spread out, like everyone here is more spread out, I guess, and whatever. It's not so much like that no more. But at one point, it was like that for sure. But anyways, we looked at each other and we're like, you know what?
What do we got to lose?
YOLO. Let's go. Like, we're always complaining that nobody invites us nowhere. We haven't been to a quinceañera in so long.
For real.
So we're like, let's go. Even though it was a Monday night, we're like, YOLO. And it was an hour away, like an hour, 20 minutes.
Which felt super long.
Oh, my God. That shit felt like forever. I don't know why. I don't know if it was because it was night or what, but it did feel like forever. But regardless... Yeah, we get there super lit, right? Yeah. They literally had two whole stages, y'all,
one
which
on
I thought
side.
Was super badass. Like, you literally only that. See that in the fiestas in the rancho. Yeah, but go ahead, diles más.
I mean, there's just so much to take out of this night, but one thing that I take out for sure, shout outs to the quinceañera, the family, whoever organized it. This had to be the most organized quinceañera that I've ever been to. So in quinceañeras, for some reason, the song never plays like the baile sorpresa. The song never plays.
The DJ always messes
up. They always mess that up.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason. And this quinceañera, everything was perfect. So pajaritos played. And then right away, baile sorpresa. They did the baile sorpresa. Yeah. The next group played. Mm-hmm. The group played for an hour. Then they did the DJ
like
for another.
Was ready
so
back
like,
to back.
Yeah, everyone was ready. Everyone was ready to go. Like that part, I enjoyed. What I also enjoyed too is that the dad, like he took care of everyone.
Yeah,
he had so much alcohol. He had so much food that no les faltó nada. So that was badass. And it was just a vibe on a Monday night. Yeah. You can't really do nothing else other than, you know, like.
I was like, there's a few people like, oh, my God, like, why would it be on a Monday? Whatever. But I'm like, girl, when you go to the rancho, the fiestas, it doesn't matter what day it is. There's the fiestas land on the days they land, no matter if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
don't
Sunday.
Matter.
And nobody complained. Mm-mm. So I was like, you know what? Like, that's why I was like, let's go. Like, especially thankfully we work for ourselves. We're able to go. Yeah. But I know not everybody out there did, you know, work for themselves. And they were still out there. Even though the party ended at 3 a.m.
That's crazy.
They were still very much out there living their best life, having a blast. But that is why today we've been on low battery mode because we got home like around 3. Let's say by the time we went to sleep, 3:30, we woke up at probably like 8, 7:30. And all day today. Oh, and we woke up sore from the gym.
Yeah.
Like, you know how it doesn't hit you till like 2 days later? Bro, it hit us like a semi literally ran us
that
over.
That was us today for
and
sure.
And last night I didn't drink. So I knew it wasn't like a cruda. I knew I was just tired. But regardless, today we were on low battery. I can't even talk. Low battery mode.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Aquí andamos.
This happen.
It is like at 10 at night, and this episode goes live literally in less than 12 hours.
Back. Sorry, guys. I had a lash in my eye, and it was super annoying.
Some technical difficulties. But, babe, one thing that I've never asked you on the podcast, and it's very important for you guys to know back home because it's the cruda realidad. How do you cure your cruda? And that's something that I want to ask our invites too.
Let me just tell you guys that Lily Bay doesn't really get crudas.
Okay.
Like I could black out and tomorrow I'm like, okay, what's up?
Really, I hate that, man. I really hate that.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
But one of my tricks that I think is what helps me not get a cruda is that I sleep through it. So Yeah, I just don't wake up. Like, let me go to sleep. If I got home at 3, blacked out, like, I'm going to sleep to, like, 12, 1, 2,
okay.
3, if I have to. I sleep through my cruda, number one. And then, out of all things in life, not the menudo, not no caldo, not no mariscos, what makes me come back to life is pho.
Pho.
Pho. At P-H-O. I was
like
gonna say
Vietnamese pho?
Vietnamese pho.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about that pinche caldito, but...
it brings you back to life,
every
huh?
time we're like crudo mode or like a little, I don't know, just no energy or starting to feel a little sick, we go get some pho.
Yeah,
and of course, no puede faltar la michelada.
Not michelada, I feel like, yeah, for sure.
A michelada for sure. And you know how sometimes no se te antoja beer the next day, not even a michelada? Mm-hmm. So when that happens, I want a michelada de Topo Chico.
Yeah, that's
and
fire.
And girl, I'm 100. But yeah, sleep through it, some pho, and a michelada de chamoy nito.
Let's
I'm
go.
Just saying.
I tend to want a michelada too. But I feel like something that does work, it just depends on cruda, because there's levels to crudas.
There really
honestly,
is.
There's like a really bad cruda, or there's like a mid cruda. When I have a really bad cruda, I just want to like... Just, you
sleep?
Know, no, throw everything up.
Ew.
And then gross. Get me a michelada. But like, if it's like a mid, I want to get like some greasy food in me and a michelada. So that's kind of what helps me out. I don't know what helps you guys out back at home. So just comment down below because it's good to know, you know?
Okay. Yeah, because like Mando said, there is levels to like crudas.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like everyone gets it different. So everybody has their own little tricks and trips. Wait, what? Trick, you see, I'm half asleep today. Tricks or whatever, but yeah, like I don't know what it is that I don't get crudas, because I think I know for sure that my brother gets crudas. Does he or no?
No, I don't think too bad.
No?
Nah.
What about my sister?
I think she does.
I think she does.
Yeah.
Crudas,
but
right?
All she does is sleep too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But she sleeps every day, all day. But talking about my sister, shout out to everyone that loved last week's episode
fire.
With my sister and Carmen. Both of them, those two, I'm telling you guys, are some of the funniest people that we know. Mm-hmm. I feel like you guys didn't even get
a full grasp, right?
Get the full experience. But I feel like that was more our fault.
Yeah.
It was our fault because. Yeah. We talked about it later because we analyzed everything like, hey, like, how, you know, how do we think it went? But don't worry. Next time we bring them on, because they're going to be like random special guests.
Yeah.
But we are bringing a lot more other guests. So stay tuned. That was just like, since you guys already knew my sister, I was like, let's bring her. She's one of the first ones. So, but ideally, we do want to bring more people on, even if it's not like influencers and all of that crazy stuff. That way you guys get to know. The squad, the at-home squad a little more that you guys do see on our vlogs and our day-to-day and all that, you know? And, yeah.
Well, you guys commented down below that Yeral should have her own podcast. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you've told her in the past,
I've told
you know?
Her a million times. A million times, believe me. I've even told her, like, we would let her borrow the set, the cameras, like, everything. Teach her, you know, or them. Because, honestly, they were going to do it together. My sister and them were going to do it together.
That'll be fire.
But I know why she doesn't do it, which her job
and stuff.
You know. But
which is respectable. I mean.
Yeah.
Can't go full out, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, she will be doing it every once in a blue moon. They will be doing it every once in a blue moon, and we will also have other guests soon. Maybe on the next one, I'll have Chamonito on here.
Oh,
we've
that'd
never
be
had
cool.
Him, right?
Imagine him whipping up some drinks for us. That'd be fire.
Oh,
you know, we put a little bar. He could be at that bar right there, you know, mixing some micheladas.
Like with the mic next to him?
Yeah.
Let me know down below if you guys would like to hear a little bit more of my brother, aka Luna's dad, and her mom. You guys have never really met.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
I know a lot of you guys do know already because, you know, we post them all the time, and they've gone with us actually to our meet and greets, especially in Houston. They go help us out there. So, yeah, let me know. And yeah, there'll be some of the next ones, but we have like a whole list of people that we are planning on having like little chit chat with. Do you hear me? Oh my God.
We're gonna have to end this podcast early today.
I'm sorry, guys.
But I was scrolling earlier and I noticed that Walmart is closing down their self-checkout lanes. Uh-huh. And they're starting to charge $98 to use them. 98 or 89. So pretty much what's going on.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So pretty much what's going on is to use the self-checkout, you have to have the thing that they call Walmart Plus, you know, like Amazon
like
Prime.
Like a Costco?
Yeah, like a membership. Pretty much what they're trying to do is avoid all the theft that's going on, you know, because people be in there.
Why don't they just hire people?
Well, the whole point was to have a self-checkout and get rid of employees.
No, but remember how that's not a good
thing. Save on that.
Remember how that's not a good thing because people need jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And if all these AI machines and all that is taking people's jobs, then how are people going to afford to shop there in the first place?
Well, that's what's going on. So they're trying to avoid theft, but then to beat that...
Walmart, just fucking hire people. Stop being so goddamn cheap.
So yeah.
And pay them good.
So now...
Waddy's even pays better. So, I'm just saying.
Damn, you're going in on Walmart.
Because, I mean, I've never worked there, but I've heard the horror stories.
So it's going to suck, though. Well, luckily, we don't go to Walmart. We hate going to Walmart. Well, I hate going to Walmart.
Mando, I mean, I don't mind it at all. Especially because it'll be like, we probably go like 5 times a year, mm-hmm. right? So if I gotta go, it's not a big deal. But even those 5 times that I gotta go, Mando is like rolling his eyes. Like, oh my God, here we go. Yeah. But the reason why I say I think it's gonna be the downfall of Walmart, you ready for this?
A ver.
Is because somebody brought this up. I don't know who it was, but they said, isn't it crazy like how nowadays you have to have so many subscriptions to watch TV? Like Netflix, Hulu, Hulu Max, Amazon Prime. What else?
Paramount Plus.
There's just so many different networks that you have
so
to.
Much.
There's so many. Like there's a million apps on your TV, right? That they think it's going to go back to cable now. Like people are going to just
like one big subscription.
Let's just pay one big one, you know, like cable, and mm-hmm. that's going to have everything there, right?
Yeah.
And I said, hell yeah, because at the beginning it was cool because it was exclusive, like Netflix, let's say exclusive movies. But now everyone's trying to copy and everyone is doing the same thing. So now everyone's annoyed. Like, oh my God, I have to watch 30 million. I have to have 30 different apps on my TV to be able to watch everything that I want. So they think that it's going to go back to normal, mm-hmm. like just cable or whatever. And I said, you know what? I think that's going to happen for sure. That's going to happen, right? So with that said, that Walmart situation kind of reminds me of that, how everyone's trying to divide everything and trying to like basically make you pay for everything mm-hmm. nowadays that people are going to be like, ¿sabes qué? Me la pela si no voy a ir ahora para que se te quite, you know?
Well, it sucks because it's something that was free at one point and now you want to charge for it and you're like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
Because
kind of like they're trying to charge like Amazon charges Prime. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like whoever starts these things blow up because it's a good idea. But uh-huh. once everyone starts jumping on it, that's when it becomes annoying, right?
Yeah,
because
back to the TV part, when little Rudy was here trying to purchase a movie from Amazon Prime or whatever, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. You have like 60 million movies for free with like all these streaming services mm-hmm. and you're trying to buy a movie. It's not even a new movie. Yeah. The movie was like from 2010 or something like that. It wasn't a new movie.
Oh, I remember.
I understand if you're trying to buy like a movie that just came out and the only way to watch it is to purchase it. But to purchase a movie from a streaming service, it feels weird.
Kind of like even how, remember Netflix used to be able to give everybody your password and they mm-hmm. could all watch. But now it's only like per household.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, okay, they caught on to us. It's fine, right? But then people were making a point because, you know, I can't think that much outside the box sometimes. People were like, what if I own like 3 different houses? You know, like people that live, let's say 6 months here, 6 months over there. Or people that travel for work that they're all over the place, right? Like, why wouldn't they be able to log in somewhere else?
True.
And I was like, yo, that is so true. But again, at the beginning, we love it. But then once everyone starts doing it and once the company starts trying to milk everybody for every single cent, that's when it starts getting annoying. And people are like, fuck this. I'm not going to watch that shit no more.
So you're not a fan?
No, I'm not. Just take it. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what it well, is.
I guess the cool thing and what would benefit is the people that already have this subscription to, because I think Amanda had the Walmart Plus or whatever. You get free deliveries no matter how much you spend at Walmart. You get free deliveries. So the people that already pay for it, there's going to be no line at the self-checkout. So, you know, at the self-checkout, there's always lines and you got to wait, depending on the Walmart. Some be packed, some be a huge mm-hmm. self-checkout. But if you have that membership, you're literally going to get in there and pay and leave. So that's probably the only benefit that I see from it. But like you say, it's just too much memberships at this point, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, memberships, everything, everywhere for everything. And it's like, are you going to buy it?
And you got Spotify.
Are you going
to
buy it?
No. Well, I don't even go to Walmart. Then you got Spotify. Then you got Apple Music. Then you got Tidal. Like,
Target's
so much subscriptions.
Gonna do
yeah?
It, and yeah, it's just, yeah. I'm telling you, Walmart's starting it, and then somebody else is going to mm-hmm. do it. Somebody else is going to do it, and it just gets annoying.
Yeah.
You would think by now that there's no such thing as, like, Costco memberships. Like, what? But yeah, there's still such things, so... Yeah, I'm not a fan of none of these memberships, to be honest. I just steal somebody's and use it, like my cuñados or whoever.
Tranza, el que, la que tranza no avanza.
But other than that, I don't think, I don't know. We'll yeah. see. We'll see how it goes. But what do you guys think? I want
to
know.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
real.
Let us know down below, because I did go to 2 Circle K's this week, and now you don't even got to scan it. You just literally put your product onto the table, and it like somehow, some way, like senses a product, and you just pay.
What
quick.
Circle K did that?
One Circle K by the warehouse, and then the one we went to last night.
With somewhere. Nobody there?
No one there. You literally
what?
Place your item on the counter.
Okay, let me. Okay. And later on, because so many people are stealing, you're going to need a Circle K membership to yeah. be able to use that.
I mean, it is what it is.
Annoying. But anyways, but yeah. I would just love for everything to go back to the old school ways, you know? Like, I love Apple Pay. That's cool mm-hmm. and new. But everything else, I like talking to employees. Mm-hmm. I even like the ones that hate their job and they're all pissed off scanning your stuff, you know? It's
yeah,
fine.
Because it's so warming.
Then it gives me something to talk about. Like, that bitch, she fucking hates her job.
It's so warming. Sometimes you just go to Trader Joe's and, like, they're, like, super happy.
Oh, my God. You know? Yes.
Have
yes.
a full combo. Oh, what are you cooking today? Or
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, like,
I love
it
that.
Feels like a small
home,
town.
Like, small town. Yeah. Exactly.
It kind of takes you out from the big city. And you go to Trader Joe's, you go like to a small little town and they ask
yeah,
you. And
yeah.
it feels like a village. So I think
feel
that's
like,
cool, you know?
I mean, this kind of going like totally sideways right now, but...
Not sideways.
You know how they're saying like Gen X is very much... they don't know how to communicate,
okay.
right?
Yeah. Gen X is what? Like they're in their 20s right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
How they say that they don't know how to communicate and whatever,
like
right?
to themselves,
super to themselves, okay. and you know, hoodie on, like don't talk to me. Like, don't you think stuff like that, like no employees,
makes it worse, right?
Is like adding on to yeah. the problem. But if somebody, if like all the grocery stores had actual employees, at least these people that are like that mm-hmm. have. Somebody to talk to throughout their day. You get
yeah,
what I'm saying? Or to
yeah.
try to get
that
them out
sense.
Of their
that
shell.
That makes sense, yeah.
Or just like more human on human yeah. like contact. And does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
so they're just, what you're saying is like all these new changes, this new technology is just making shit worse.
Yeah. Like
can't
girl,
really speak to somebody.
The other day we went to the fair and there was somebody walking around with what the hell is it called?
The Apple VR set. What's
yeah,
it called?
I don't know what
Apple
it's called.
Pros?
That new
yeah.
Apple thingy. I'm like, boy, what are you doing?
He was flexing on
like,
all
like, do
of
you
us.
Not know how to just have a good, you know, yeah. you get what I'm saying? Or like yeah. they'll go to the fair and they'll have like their headphones on the whole time. Yeah. Like
you come here to socialize, not
socialize,
to like,
you know, meet people, hang out, have a good time, but I don't know. Not saying that it's Gen X. I was just giving you guys an mm-hmm. example because there's people like that in every
yeah.
generation, obviously. But
yeah, it's just different.
Saying?
Like in our generation, what like the people who were like the...
Like this is, again, totally random, but going to Blockbuster, I used to love going to pick out a movie and
yeah.
be there like a good like 20 minutes to an hour.
Not
like,
Blockbuster, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying like I liked that type of... environment and mm-hmm. interaction. Now you just come straight home and bloop, you know, You get what I'm saying? Like, it could have been a thing. Babe, let's go to Blockbuster, look for a movie.
Yeah, that's
you
fire.
Know? You get
go socialize and maybe the...
It's like the little things the attendant, like that I miss.
The customer service guy there or whatever, he'll tell you, well, this movie's
all
good.
The snacks,
and you know?
You know?
Yeah, that's
they used
fire.
To be, my dad used to take us every Friday. That was like our thing. He'll let us pick out two movies and he'll pick out two movies. Yeah, and that most.
And y'all would watch four movies during the
It'll
weekend?
Be for the weekend. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time.
That's funny.
And it was either Chinese that he would make sometime, which you finally tried my dad's Chinese
fire.
Food. My dad, bitch, my dad knows how to cook. Or it would be Chinese night or pizza, or my mom would randomly make spaghetti. Anyways, I'm just reminiscing now at this point. But yeah, I miss that type of stuff. So that's why we love like Trader Joe's, like hanging, like having, talking to somebody. And
you know me, babe. If
especially
I could,
you.
If I could do some. If I love doing something, it's talking to new people and just, you know, getting the combo going and, you know, just get them out of their shell. Sometimes like...
Shell?
Sometimes they're like, why is this guy talking so much, you know?
Nah, the majority love talking back to you. It'll be like the 5% that are like...
Who is this guy?
Don't talk to me, you know? And those are the 5% that need more human-on-human contact and not so much self-checkout. In my point of view, I'm
That's
just
right.
saying.
But yeah, that was a quick one. We'll be right back.
Ooh.
Going on a quick break.
Okay, bye.
Don't get al baño. Ya me acabé mi salud. So we'll be right back, guys. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to part two of episode 80.
80-ish.
Let's go. But like always, your boy Impro Mondo always wants to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to try something new, right? So pretty much, I want to play a game. You got to rank these foods from one
I love food.
To four, right? Number one being your favorite. Number four being your least favorite or whatever, right?
I have to put them like in an order?
Yeah,
or?
But you don't know which four I picked.
Oh my God.
Right?
This is
so
not fair.
You got to put number one, two, three, four, right? You kind of got to know me at the same time because I'm going to tell you which foods, but you got to know, you got to think that I know that I know your favorite, right?
Okay,
you know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
All right,
okay,
cool.
Okay,
okay. Ready?
Uh huh.
All right. Rank it from one to four.
One being my favorite food ever.
Like all time, your last meal, right?
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
We're going to start with Cuban sandwich. Like I'm talking about like the perfect Cuban sandwich from your favorite spot here in Tampa. In Tampa, right? Not Miami. Not Miami, right?
No, Tampa all day.
Why?
I think because Tampa's the one that made it.
Según.
Yeah,
but there's a huge controversy that the Cuban sandwich started in Miami.
Miami. It started here. Y ya se acabó.
He dicho.
There's like a whole story behind it. Yeah.
All right, go.
Number three.
Mm-hmm. The perfect Cuban sandwich.
It's between two and three, but I got a feeling you're going to say something else. So let's say number three.
All right. Pho.
Pho? Number four.
Number four?
Yeah. I love pho. Like, I love it. I've been raving about it this whole episode.
Like, the perfect pho from my favorite spot.
Correct. Number four. Because, like I said, I have a feeling that you're going to say something else that I know would be number one and two.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I love pho. Pho, okay. Yeah. I mean, if the top four foods, I'm going to eat them regardless.
Yeah,
I don't care what order.
This is going to get good. This is going to get good.
Si me dice una mamada, I'm going to be
mad. I know these are top one
two?
And two.
Oh, you have it? What?
Well... Damn, things have changed, so I don't know. But, all right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Enchiladas mineras.
Number two, baby.
Number two?
Yep.
Number two?
Yeah. I love enchiladas, especially, oh my God. Listen.
Nah.
What?
I was in between. Like,
listen, Linda. I love enchiladas, mineras only, because you know what
right.
I hate? I go to a restaurant and they have
enchiladas
con mole, and I'm like, those are enmoladas, number one. Even though I know that every place makes enchiladas differently,
okay. But
every single Mexican restaurant that I've ever been to has never made the enchiladas how we make in Guanajuato and Michoacán. The way that they make them is always with like a red sauce on top. And that, look, my mouth is watering. And not how we make it. The way we make it is like we fry it in like a guajillo sauce with papas and zanahorias on the side and queso inside. You know?
Okay.
That. But yeah, those are my, that's my number two for sure.
All right. Well, let's leave it for the best. Now you're going to question me to see if I know you, right? Carne asada.
Number one.
Number
baby.
One.
Yeah. All
number
day,
one.
Every day. Yeah.
How's the perfect carne asada?
My
though?
Perfect carne asada, you guys. Have you guys seen the Murillo twins when they are doing their carne asadas?
Like that carne asada you get that already comes preparada,
ideally,
right?
Ideally, fajita meat or diezmillo is called, but marinate it. You know how the carniceros
red.
In there? Yeah, reddish color, yeah. Whatever.
Which we don't have here in Florida, you guys. We don't.
My dad used to do it, but he started working again, so he's been lazy vibes. But anyways, at the store. But yeah, carne, así como deshebrada. No, deshebrada. The two types that I said, skirt steak okay. or diezmillo, they call it in Spanish. And not cooked all the way, because if Mando cooks it, oh my God, that should be burnt. I like it like medium well, I would say, okay. right? Mexican rice. It has to be Mexican. I love all rice, but for my carne
like
asada.
Like the yellow. No, is it orange rice?
Yeah,
yellow?
Like orangey. Okay. Some people call it red rice. It has to be Mexican though. Like made with actual tomate, cebolla, nor suiza, garlic. Not from a can, tomato sauce. No, the real one, right?
Okay.
A guacamole, real guacamole, don't buy it from the store. Real guacamole with chile, tomate, cebolla, whatever you want to put in there. I really don't care, right? Guac is guac. Lemon, good, right? Ideally, like a cold salad, it could be either pasta, like coditos, or what is it called? Potato salad.
Okay.
Like one of those.
Like
two.
A real good potato salad, huh?
Yeah, like I'm not on a diet, bro. Put all the mayonnaise you want in there, okay? And tortillas hechas a mano, for sure.
Okay.
De maseca, whatever. And un pedacito de queso fresco,
oh,
por
let's
favor.
Go. Can't forget that.
Una
right?
salsita al molcajete, but spicy. And what am I missing? Beans. I could go without beans. Okay. You guys know I'm not a huge fan, but if you insist on making beans, preferably frijoles puercos. Shout out to my people from Michoacan. That
the only
on.
Thing that I would add on there, you didn't say it, was like the little ribs.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the meat,
asada.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
Like
it's beef steak. I don't know what you call those.
That's top tier. That's like goated. Like, yeah, you can't yeah. beat that. Like, mm-hmm. that's fire.
Yeah,
fire.
That is my perfect carne asada. So when you told me this at the beginning, I was like, is carne asada really my favorite still?
Currently,
yeah, but then I'm like, yeah,
why? Because you got Chalino and Chapo, is that the
no,
issue?
No, babe, really, bro, leave my cows alone. The reason why I say this is because we haven't had a real carne asada like that in forever.
Yeah, it's been
which,
a while.
You know what? We haven't done a carne asada because I'm like, I don't feel like cooking all of that, but I'm gonna do a potluck carne asada,
okay.
I'm going to tell, like, Miriam make the frijoles, the other Miriam make the rice.
Someone bring the chorizo.
Somebody bring the guac, like that. And then it'll make it way easier, right?
Yeah.
This is millennials, guys. Like, we don't got time for all that cooking.
So there you
we
go.
We still want to throw a party. But yeah, top tier carne asada, my number one favorite food ever. And you know why it's my number one favorite food? Because it doesn't make my stomach hurt. Because everything is usually, like, other than if it's, like, cold pasta salad, then sometimes maybe that makes my stomach hurt because gluten, but everything is pretty much gluten-free in a carne asada. So I love that I love it and that it doesn't make my tummy hurt. Because the enchiladas mineras, like I love them, but you know that makes my tummy hurt because, you know,
the cheese and the
flour and the cheese and yeah. But
so did I...
Wait, did you think I was going to say it in a different order?
No, I think I had it like that for you.
Oh, okay.
But would you change pho and put something else in there? Like
pho?
It was 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, it's exactly
that's
the
perfect.
Order. Yeah,
that's crazy.
So you thought pho was gonna be number three
on top of
a Cuban sandwich?
Yeah,
but you know I love sandwiches,
yeah.
especially Cuban sandwiches. Oh my God, we just found.
But I know you well though. I got you. The top four.
Yeah, and I know you well. I knew what top four you were gonna tell me, but I was low.
You knew.
Was
you
like,
knew that I knew you. That I knew.
Cállate. I thought you were going to say pizza in there because you know I love pizza.
Yeah.
And I would say...
So you'll take out pho and put pizza?
I think I would do pho... No, pizza before pho. Like, pho I could have once a week, which is a lot. Once a week for the rest of your life, you know, you would think you get over it, but not me. But pizza I could have, like, twice a week.
Okay.
For sure. Cuban sandwich, I could have every day. Straight up. Yes or no? Uh-huh. And enchiladas for sure también. And yeah, that part.
For the people that are still tuned in, comment down below, what are your top four? I want to know.
Yeah.
And
wait, what are your top four? They want to know too.
From in there, I'm going to pick a winner and give a do a giveaway. Oh, the Carnita Asada t-shirt from Guadi.
Sheesh.
So yeah, comment down below and I got you.
Wait, hablando de your top four, can I guess?
Yeah, a ver.
Top four.
Top four. Number one.
Mole.
Damn, that's changing.
Wait, like, is that mole no more? Is it because we eat
We had it too much. No, but
that's how I felt with the carne asada earlier. Nah. But think about the perfect, like the tortillas,
mouth is getting watery.
The seating everywhere. All right,
I'll keep number one. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I was either that or barbecue number one.
Yeah, I think they're fighting. They're like
hand in hand.
Hand in hand, yeah.
Is it because we don't have barbecue as much?
Yeah. Because we don't have a good barbecue joint. Texas, that's top, if I
had to tell you, you're like for sure what I think, because you know you be thinking it's that, but I know it's not. But I would say for sure barbecue is number one for sure.
Yeah.
Even though you always say mole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think barbecue. Like if I had to pick between the two,
I think you just don't want to say that because you want to feel Mexican. Nah. So you're like, I'm gonna say mole.
I'm a Texas boy.
I don't even think mole is your number two. Nah. Honestly.
Yeah. So what?
Anyways, bringing up.
What's three and four?
Three and four. Let me think. What are three and four? Are mine? It's because we eat the same, you know. But
nah,
I'm like,
yours cannot be the same
as mine. No. Yeah. Okay. But he does love pho, like love it, and you do love freaking Cuban sandwiches.
You know what you know what's in there? Like I don't know if it's three or four, but hot chicken. Like,
oh my
I love hot chicken.
I was gonna say that, but I'm thinking,
nah, like I love
like Dave's
that.
Hot chicken.
Yeah, like Dave's hot chicken or anything like that. Fried chicken with spicy. Oh man, that's fire. Yeah.
Dave's hot chicken top tier, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, let me see. It's cause Mando.
And four, I guess it's gonna be pizza.
You're lying. You never want pizza.
I'm down for pizza,
Armando,
though.
Every time I say I want pizza, no, every single time we've ever had pizza is because I say pizza.
Yeah. So what is it? What's four then? I don't know.
That's hard because...
Help me out, guys. What do you see on my stories that I love? Because right now I can't think about it.
But carne asada is not on your radar.
Nah.
What about a discada? Like carne like that.
Too much going on sometimes. It's fire. Maybe
I know what you don't like. What's Italian that? Food.
No, yeah, fuck Italian food. I'm
oh
sorry,
my God.
You guys.
Don't get fuck Italian food.
Something, you know what I do love, and I don't eat this enough, and it's not, it should be everyone's favorite. Tortillas de harina, bro. Tortillas
you
de harina.
Really do love.
Tacos
oh my God.
De tortilla de harina,
I know
harina,
what
bro.
I could put on your top four bread. Any bread.
Yes. Or tacos al pastor. I love tacos al pastor. But tortillas de harina, any tacos with tortillas
Wait,
de harina
how we don't,
is
how both of us don't have
amazing.
Tacos up there, and that's what we always
yeah,
want.
Yeah, we always eat that too.
Yo,
some good
tacos.
Fucking tacos has got to be up there. So yeah, that's
but
fighting.
My carne asada, I make it into a taco.
No,
and,
but that's not
know?
That's not tacos.
I love tacos. So I guess number one would be barbecue. Number two would be, I say Dave's hot chicken.
Dave's hot chicken.
Then mole. And actually, and what else did we say? Tacos al pastor.
Tacos al pastor,
I feel like you pick tacos over mole.
Damn, like that?
Yep. And you, yes or no?
Yeah, probably.
I'm just saying.
What damn, mole's, we're getting rid of mole little by little.
Yo, Mando would fight me all the time about mole. We're going to have mole at our wedding. I don't care what nobody says. And I'm like, mole, I'm going to walk. As soon as I eat, my dress
literally,
is going to be red.
Literally. All right. So on the last episode, we had a lot of people send stories and pretty much want us to give a consejo.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? Let's not let it go to waste.
Yeah.
Let's talk about one and let's get Lily Bae's opinion. Uh-oh. Let's see what Lily Bae has to say about this.
These are my followers. Finally, she can talk. Finally. If you know, just kidding.
She said, coming from Lily Bae's stories about current drama for the podcast. She
drama.
Replied three times and ni la pelaste, right?
I didn't see it.
She said, so my daughter's grandma passed away.
Wait. I already got confused. Your daughter's grandma. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So my daughter's grandma passed away a week ago.
Aw.
Her father hasn't seen or talked to my daughter in a whole ass year. And my daughter had no relationship with this grandma. Mm-hmm. Am I a bitch for saying no? My daughter, who's 7 years old, can't attend the funeral service. Advice for the Cruda Realidad podcast fam. Help me out, baby.
I'm assuming it's the dad that wants the daughter there, right?
Right. But the dad hasn't seen the daughter in a year.
Yeah.
Which, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Off grip, that is, it's so hard for situations like that because once something like that happens, I lose 1,000% respect for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want you to know my daughter anymore at this point because like, I don't want you to be the standard for my daughter's future, mm-hmm. anybody, right? But it being like a relative that passed away, I'm sure you guys know that sometimes things like that is what changes people. Yes or no?
Okay.
So maybe, and that's just me being positive vibes like always, maybe, and so I'm basically hoping that that's what it is, that he realized a lot of things that he had done was wrong. And that's why he is now
coming around
or wanting her to be around more because, gracias a Dios, we haven't had a passing like in our families in a really, really long time. But you guys know that when somebody passes away super close to you, like even your life flashes before your yeah. eyes. You start thinking about everything you could have done better, the ways you could have been better, you could have changed, and maybe hoping that is the case, right? What would I do? I would say I understand you being mad for sure, girl, because I would be too. But in this case, it being her grandma, I don't know if the grandma was in her life. I don't think she said that at all, right?
I think she never met the grandma.
I don't know if it was the grandma's fault or not or what it was, but I would say like I don't know if I would let her go or if I would take her, you know, like, but I feel like the right thing to do is to let her. That way, cuando la niña esté más grande, like, she can't say, oh, you never let me go, mm-hmm. say my goodbyes. Because I feel like at 7 years old, you do remember some things. Like, you were just telling me the other day something you remembered when you were 3.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But our funerals for kids, I don't know. That's another little right. controversial thing. So maybe not like the viewing, but maybe like the church
yeah.
or something like that. But it's hard because I don't have kids and I haven't been put in that situation yet with low life dads like that. But
yeah.
The only reason why I say yes is because it was a funeral. If it was like the grandma's birthday party, I would be like, no, you haven't even hung out with her yeah, or tried to reach out to her. But again, because it was a funeral of his mom, I feel like people do change after that. Like they do have a change of heart and usually want to do better or better themselves. Not always, but sometimes they do. So yeah.
Yeah, I feel like for sure she has to speak to this guy and tell him, yo, like, you haven't seen your daughter. You got to put him in his place.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Tell him straight up.
I don't know if you put him in his place after, like, the funeral.
No, I would tell him before. Like, go off on anybody because if it was the other way around, you don't want nobody going right. off on you at yeah. this time, right? But just maybe not even a call because sometimes I feel like things could get out of hand in a call, like, because yeah. there's like back and forth talking or whatever. But a text that you read 30 times before you send it, just telling him how you feel.
That's
like,
true.
Hey,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
I'm going to be the better person, but I'm just letting you know that you haven't been around for a year and it does go super unnoticed. Your mom was never around, you know, but I'm hoping that you have that you've had a change of heart and you want to be in your daughter's life. Because at the end of the day, you have to do things for your kids. Sometimes, like, I understand if the dad is, like, if he's a bad dad or toxic or anda de borracho every weekend right. and driving and crazy like that, then no, I don't think you need to put your daughter in that position with him. But if he's a good person, maybe not a good dad or hasn't been a good dad, and this happened, maybe it's maybe now you can. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if
that like, made any sense. Well, you said this earlier. I feel like the daughter, the girl, like she'll probably want to be there. Like when she thinks about it when she's older.
Yeah, yeah.
She wished she was there. Because when my grandma passed away, I was 9 and I remember everything clearly, right? And I wanted to go to Mexico to say my last goodbyes. But at that time, I think there was no money for the whole family to go. So only my mom went to take her. But at the time, I wish I would have gone. And I still remember that. I was like, dang, I wish I could have been there for her, for my last goodbyes for my grandma. But I, at this point in life right now, I understand that for whatever reason, I couldn't go, you know? So putting it back to that, I feel like just let her go and, you know, just see how it plays out. But like we said earlier, and like Lily said, just clear it up with the guy, you know, tell him the whole spiel, how you feel, make sure he reads it or whatever, and then let her go. And that's what I would say, you know, at this point, I mean, it's been a week. I don't know.
Because at the end of the day, you, even though he hasn't been a father to your daughter,
it's still blood.
At the end of the day, which blood doesn't matter all the time, but you want your daughter to be happy. You want your daughter to grow up with a dad and him be there for her. Because sometimes, like, as much as we hate our ex-baby daddies or whatever the case is, you guys know your children are still always going to love them. Yeah. Unless they do something crazy to them or whatever later on. But that love is always there. You know, we have a lot of, I've seen a lot of different examples where still to this day, certain fathers are not really there at all for their grown kids. And these kids still fiend that and they'll still go visit their dad, still call him for his birthday and all of that good stuff because they do want a relationship, you know? So if you could do your part by maybe this time, letting her go, then and being the bigger person, then
it's a wrap.
That part, you're being the bigger person. There you go.
There you go. That is Lily Bay's consejo. And like we said, like we like, you know, this part of the podcast. We like motivating you guys or helping you guys now in whatever we can, you know. I mean, I don't know if it's the perfect consejo that we could give, but all right, before we go, I want to end it with some motivation. And this is not me, you guys. I saw this on my TikTok. This is from this TikToker called Free Man. Pretty much he was saying how success is like a freight train. It's so hard to get a freight train going. You know, you got to feed it. You got to push it. There's just, it's so heavy. And that's how success is. You know, you got to grind. You got to push. There's so much into success, employees, trainings, teams, just so much to building a company or whatever success is to you. It's so hard, right? So it's like the freight train. You got to just push, push, push. And once you get going, that motherfucker is hard to stop, you know? It's really hard to stop. But the only way you don't get it to stop is that you keep feeding it. You keep feeding it. You keep grinding. And that's what success is. And that's what success is all about. Just keep pushing and keep grinding. So, like, I feel like a freight train, too. Like, there could be stops to it. There could be roadblocks. Yeah. But just because there's roadblocks doesn't mean that freight train isn't going to keep going.
Yeah,
you know?
It's going to come to an end forever.
No. So, like, success could, it could be a little road stop. It could be a little, like, hill or whatever that you can't get over. But sooner or later, you're going to get over it, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, keep pushing. Once you see that success, just smile and keep. If you know it's working, keep going.
Yeah, even on the days where it's hard,
right?
Especially for Mando, those days for him become a little more stressful, right? Right,
and they feel eternal. They feel eternal.
They really do. But I tell him, like, babe, it's okay. Like, everyone has their ups and downs, their slow days, their super busy days, and it's just what, like, where we at right now? Are you happy right now? Are you happy with what you're doing? Just keep pushing and it'll do better. Like Mando would say in the past, there's only one, you're only one post away from,
still to this day,
from getting viral. Or you're like, do you want to know how many times Guadis has gone viral throughout our 7 years? Like, there'll be slow days, and but we keep pushing, and then all of a sudden, viral. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, it gets a little slow again, and then all of a sudden, we'll get another viral post. So a lot of people give up when they get to their slow yeah. days, and that is why... what is it, like 99% of businesses fail because right. when they get to those slow days, they give up.
They're like, damn, this is over.
They expect every day to be viral. And no, that is not realistic. Not even Amazon or all the big companies. Everyone has their slow days. So that doesn't mean that they're like, okay, we're done. We're out. Right. Drops the mic. No, they keep pushing and come up with new like innovations and new techniques and just new things. New ways of doing things.
Yeah, look at fucking Stanley.
Or Nike. Yeah, they've been around for years.
Like 2-3 years ago, no one knew what Stanley was.
Yeah.
Or at least I didn't know.
But then there's companies that have been around forever and then they just give up. Right. Like, let's say JCPenney and Sears.
Kmart.
I feel like if they would have...
Innovated
a little more, even changed it up. Let's see, what company has changed it up that was kind of like going at a downfall at one point? Let me think.
Target?
Or let's say that Lids.
Lids.
I feel like Lids was super popping at one point, and then every time I walked by one, it was dead.
Yeah.
For a long time. And now all of a sudden, hats are back, and they're still out there grinding. Mm-hmm. And where do people go? Lids, because that has been established, been around forever. Or Stanley.
Stanley's
another perfect example. They never gave up. They've been around forever. And they never gave up. Even on times where we how old am I? And I had never heard of Stanley until now, but Stanley has been around since before I was born. Yeah. So another perfect example that even when it's super slow or you're not viral, the sensation, that doesn't matter. Keep going. And sooner or later, you're going to have that viral post. You're going to have that
breakthrough.
You're going to have that breakthrough. You're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to see your business go up. And
so, that's for the people watching back at home. Like, if you needed that little push, that little motivation, this is like exactly what you're looking for. You know, just help this. No, let this help you, you know, push harder. Because I say it all the time, man. Yeah. We're only one person away, one communication away, one post away, just one away. And you just never know when that time is going to come, because I'm still searching for it every day. So, but yeah, you guys, thanks a lot for joining us on episode 80. We're super happy to be here. Hopefully you hit that subscribe button on YouTube.
And follow us on TikTok. We also have a TikTok that we chop everything up and try to give you like the best of our whole clips or whatever. And before we leave, a lot of people were telling us that the reason why they loved the last podcast is because it was long.
Okay.
Especially our girl at the warehouse, she listened to it twice. She was like, it was just because I loved it that it was so long that it made my day go by faster. And I was like, you know what? I never thought about it. So I'm down for trying a little longer as long as it's good. Obviously, we don't want to bore you guys.
Well, what if we do a part three right now?
Part three? What do you mean?
We took a break.
No. Not today. We'll start. You guys, it's almost midnight.
Damn. I still got to edit this.
Mondo still has to edit
this. Still got to chop it up.
I do want to start doing the podcast in the mornings.
Yeah, for sure.
Because number one, I could be cute and ready because I'd be looking for Donga because, you know, it's midnight and I'm going to sleep right now. But that's not an excuse because all my makeup gurus, they be doing their makeup like at 3 a.m. just for the views. I'm a sleepyhead. I could never. But that way we have more energy. Yeah. You know, we get,
And we're not rushing it. We're not like yawning on here.
Yeah, I was over here yawning.
You guys deserve
the best.
100%.
Correct.
That's why we're here. You know, we can't be bullshitting you guys.
Oh my God. Imagine we interview the quinceañera. It's so random. I told you I would interview the most random. But she's underage, so obviously.
Yeah.
But anyways, you guys. That is it for today. Ya nos vamos. Yo a dormir. Mando to edit. And we'll see you guys on the next podcast.
Let's go. Bye. See y'all.